guys may all be seated. So I'm Pastor Marcus. I'm going to do the homily, which is basically a mini little sermonette. As we were going through worship, so many songs, oftentimes when you hear the backstory of those songs or just where they're at, you know, we give praise to God. But it's interesting how many songs that we give praise to God to come out of unideal situations. And it's in those kind of unideal situations where we could, like, look back and recognize and realize just how awesome God has been to us, like, where God meets us at. And, you know, Pastor Daniel gave me a scripture, which was really, really cool, which was Genesis 28. And I read verses 15 and 17, and it was about Jacob having this dream, laying down. And his response to having this dream where he saw this like stairway to heaven where angels and angelic beings were coming up and down is after waking up saying, surely God is in this place. And it says, the text says this, is that, know that I am the Lord your God. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I didn't know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And oftentimes we don't know when, we may not know when surely the Lord is in this place. Because surely the Lord was in this place this week when, for many of us who grew up in school, we didn't have this random week off. But surely the Lord was in this place when you guys got to spend time with your families this weekend in an unexpected way or in a very expected way. It says, Yadah as a place to, we give thanks and worship. That's a Hebrew word for worship. And it says, surely the Lord was in this place and you didn't know it. Surely the Lord is in this place when you hear of a former classmate or a former friend or someone who reminded you more of an innocent time who just out of nowhere gave you that call. Surely God was in that conversation and you didn't know it. And it reminded us of an innocence when we were just kind of like in awe of the world. And it may have brought us back to our childhood when we're like, oh my gosh, I remember being that awkward 10, 12, or 13-year-old not knowing how to navigate the world a particular way, but God was in you. Surely the Lord is with you when you get an unexpected word of encouragement and you didn't know it. When someone out of nowhere just says, hey, I was thinking about you, and you didn't know that you needed that text. And that text message like speaks to you in a way, or there's a blessing. Maybe surely you didn't know it as if you're a person who's poured out into young people or an educator or you ran a small group or you've helped older people or you've helped in many ways. And out of nowhere, maybe you're walking around and someone comes up to you, goes, do you remember me? And maybe you remembered them when they were like younger, but like now that they're older, they look like super grown. And they say something really deep and meaning to you saying, hey, you really impacted my faith. You were there for me. Surely God was with you in those moments and you didn't know it. Surely God was with you in those moments and you didn't know it. When you had this plan for how you figured your family structure would go and you get that diagnosis that maybe your child is neurodivergent, maybe that they're on the spectrum and you've got to go through it, you've got to grieve in a particular way that you didn't plan on grieving, and God's given you the strength to now be an advocate for your child in ways that you didn't know that you'd be an advocate. Surely God is with you, and we didn't know it. Surely God is with you, and you didn't know it when you've experienced this thing called church hurt. And there's nothing like church hurt because we have an expectation of those in our community. And when we experience that church hurt, and maybe you've been that person or you know of that person and said to yourself, I will never step foot into another church again. And yet today, on February 23rd, 2025, you find yourself lifting up hands to God. Maybe so many years ago, you said that this will never be me again. Surely God is with you and you didn't know it when you got that diagnosis of anxiety or depression and you feel alone in a way and you feel isolated and you feel like the world around you that no one can identify with you. But it's in that still moment in the unideal, where you know God is surely with you. As we celebrate Black History Month, I think about how far our country has gone, and I think about my father and my mother, and my father tells me that, you know, he can't sometimes watch stories where they watch people integrate preschools and elementary schools, because that was his reality in Kansas City, Missouri, where he had, where at 4 years old, he was walking into school, and he said, I didn't understand what was going on, but people were yelling at me. He was scared. And I think about the fact that there are so many people who are alive today who experienced that reality. But now we live in a day where if you just live wherever and go wherever, you can go to school where you want to go. And there's still those struggles and challenges, but we've come so far. Surely God was with those elementary school students. Surely God was with the Little Rock Five. Surely God was with those people who had to take those first steps. Surely God was with those men and women who integrated the Montgomery boycott system. Surely God was with those brave men and women who fought in conflicts in this country only to come back to a country that may not have respected all of their civil rights. But surely God was with them and they didn't know it. Surely God was with us when we have all these little things that go on. Surely God is with you when you don't know it, when you've had that rough day and all of a sudden your pet comes up to you. You're sitting down and they lay their head on you in a way that only a pet knows. Maybe your cat, a little bit selfish, all of a sudden is a little bit generous towards you. Maybe your bird sings a song that only you know. Surely God is with you in that moment. And oftentimes as we worship, it seems to be, you know, we worship, it's great, it's part of a church service, but understand this is that when we worship, it oftentimes these songs come out of unideal circumstances. And when it's the unideal is where we see God the most. When it's the unideal, when our worlds are rocked, it's oftentimes that's where we see God and we don't know it. I mean, and we don't know it. It's in places of safety. It's in the continual fight for justice. It's in the continual transitions of life. It's in those areas where maybe you find yourself taking care of a parent that may not have been the best parent to you. Surely God is with you in that moment. Surely God is with you in that moment when you had this plan for your spouse or lifelong relationship and you find yourself decoupled. You didn't plan on it. And you don't know how you're making it through day to day. But God is with you in that moment. Surely God is with you when you thought that you could never come to church again because you heard some sermon about where you about your sexuality and didn't think that you could ever walk into a place where you could feel safe and accepted and feel the love of Jesus again. But God is with you and you didn't know it in that moment. So as we continue to worship, as we continue to lift up our hands, I don't know what you're going through right now. As some people are returning back to school, some people are in job situations, some people are in health situations, some people are in mental health situations. Some of our family life is just chaotic right now. But this is the time when we reach out to God, and surely God will meet us in this place. It may not feel like it, but he's with us when he's there. Surely God is in this place, and we may not know it. So let's continue to worship.